Hey, this is Curtis Armstrong, and you're listening to Mad Scientist Party Hour. Hello there, friends!
And welcome back to another episode of Mad Scientist Party Hour. My name is Kevin Kraft, joined once again by a man who lost his pants and underwear in a gardening accident and is now sticking his boner into a penis-eating fly trap. That's Chef Clark.
Hey, what's up, homies?
And beaming to us from south of the border, the bearded booger burrito-eating bandito known as Shuddy Boy.
Yo, brat, brat. The bearded booger bandito.
Yeah.
I like
it. Oh, wait. Man, I'm so fucked up. I thought today was Cinco de Mayo.
No, that was yesterday.
Oops.
That was yesterday, Kevin.
Well, if you guys couldn't tell, my brain is essentially a fucking struck match at this point.
Yeah, your week is off to a rocky start, huh?
Yeah. There is no nutrients left in my brain. I had to... So my grandma... I talked about this. The message chain to book my grandma's flight, It was the right day of the week, but the wrong date of the week. So it just got... The number date was wrong. It was like, hey, we're flying in on Monday, which is true, but she put the Monday was the 4th, which is a Saturday. So they just looked at the number and booked my grandma's flight out here for Saturday. So I had to pick her up on Saturday. She's been hanging out with myself and Carl, which was quite pleasant. I took her out to... Whenever she comes to L.A., I want to send her back with like lots of stories to brag to her friends about. So... I took her to this pastrami place in Culver City that sometimes goes viral on Instagram, and they like
Langer's?
No, it's Johnny's pastrami. So it opened up in the 50s, and the seating, the booths, and the little mini jukeboxes at each station is still all the OG shit. And I don't know why it popped into my head, but. Couple months ago when I was hanging out with my grandma, I was like, what was your favorite decade? Because, you know, she's 85. And
she's seen like 9 of them.
She has seen some shit. And she was like, you know what? My favorite decade was the 50s, because that's when I started dating your grandpa. I was like, all right.
That is
solid answer.
A loving, lovely, heartwarming answer.
Yeah. So when I took her there, like, she loved the sandwich. She thought it was awesome. She loved the decor. And she was like, this reminds me of when I was dating your grandpa. This is cool. I'm like, all right, nice.
We're all
one for one.
All the black people on one side of the restaurant and whites on the other.
It wasn't that entrenched in the 50s.
It wasn't that 50s?
No.
Oh, wow. This is old school.
But
light up a cigarette.
I did. And then what did we do? I don't even remember what we did that night. It's all been a fucking blur so far. But I took her to the Alamo Draft House to see a movie with me and her and Carl. And then we did a fancy
Did you go see The Fall Guy?
We did, yeah.
My brother saw that too.
Carl treated us to Moza, which was very nice. A Joe B restaurant.
Damn.
Carl just fucking flexing.
Yeah, she's got two revenue streams now. She's just accountant and yoga instructor. So
yeah, and she knows she's
dinner on her.
She's dating somebody who has negative income. So I was like, yeah, you might have to pick up a couple more of those bills in the meantime.
She's saving the receipts though for when John Cooper sells.
I bet.
You're like fucking, Jan. You got a candle room in her house.
Yeah. But like, we had to do MSPH today, and Shuddy had to work a full day. And then my mom and my stepdad landed. So arranging all these different fluctuating schedules has been a nightmare. So thank you guys for bearing with me.
It's all good. I just needed a nap. That was really the only thing.
And I've had a frantic afternoon, so it's fine that we were able to delay
we did
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, because then, you know, I realized, I was like, fuck, my grandma is here for 9 days, so, or no, 8 days. So she packed a gigantic suitcase, took up my whole trunk. And then my mom and my stepdad, they're staying here for almost a week, so they had to check stuff. And I'm like, there's no way I can fit three people and three giant luggages in my car. So I had to pick my mom and stepdad up from the airport, drive them to the Airbnb they're staying at down the road in Studio City. And then I was like, all right, now I have to go back and get Nana and her stuff. I get back here, and they're like, yeah, we're not allowed to check in until 4, and the cleaning people are still there. So I had to drive back to the Airbnb, pick them up, take them back here. We ate some pizza. And then I was kind of all set to just be like, all right, well, just hang out. And I think I only have one or two extra bonus microphones right now. But it was like, you know, you can hop on and bullshit. And they were like, no, why don't you just take us back to the Airbnb right now? Like, you do your thing. We'll go get situated. So, yeah, I just dropped them back. I did not say clituated, but I am preparing, so I do have to do like a little speech on Wednesday. Uh-oh. I just got to notice the microphone change. Yo, 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 yo.
Yep.
Hey.
It's back.
Okay. So I'm like, shit, it's going to be really weird to do my normal shit with so much of my family right there. And it's like, you know what? They know what they signed up for. So my speech is definitely going to be on Puminati brand at the theater. Been working on some stuff. Going to treat it like a little open mic.
Did you tell us this already? Or I didn't know you were doing
this.
No,
he said you must have, I don't know how you missed it, but he said it just before his mic cut out that he has to do a speech on Wednesday before the movie.
Right, but he didn't mention that beforehand, right?
No, okay. This is new information to us.
No,
but
just
it makes
like a,
sense.
Yeah, just like a quick, yeah. You know, say what's up to everybody, thank you for coming out, say a little bit about the movie, tell a few jokes, get people warmed up a little bit, and then bam.
Throw your shoe at someone?
Yeah, yeah. Do the old George Bush.
Somebody in the audience, like you killed that poor man.
Yeah.
Can't wait for the lucky victim of your shoe hurling.
Go to my safe material, the shit that I know works. Hit people in the head with shoes.
I have a question.
Oh my God, I just realized I'm wearing the same shirt I wore that day when I kicked that guy in the head.
Has Carl passed the Nana test or Nana passed the Carl test yet? This is the first time they're meeting?
No, they've met before.
She went to Florida once with you, right? Or
yeah.
Jersey?
She's gone to Florida. Or she's both. Gone to Jersey. Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. She got.
Who's
she...
more excited for my arrival, Carl or Nana?
Nana doesn't remember who you are.
Shut the fuck up. Don't say such a... That's probably the meanest thing you've ever said to me. In all of our years of friendship, that's probably the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
No, she was like, is Shuddy Boy staying at the Airbnb? I'm like, no, he's staying at my place.
She remembers most of the 50s, but Shuddy Boy?
Is that some superhero?
And I bet that question was asked in concern because of that one time I stayed at the beach house in the attic and the whole house heard me snoring.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was also brought up. They're like, are you going to be able to sleep with Shuddy Boy there? I was like, well, I have a white noise machine and I'm going to put my TV on, so I will be able to sleep through Shuddy Boy.
They put you in the attic with Fuller? He pees the bed.
But yeah, it's like right when I picked my mom and stepdad up from the airport, it was like, because they flew in from Jersey, didn't sleep on the plane, so they were a little tired, and like, it is just, it has become a little Griswoldy. Like my mom, I don't know what, like, she's constantly struggling to find the word in like every sentence, and it's like, oh no, that's kind of happening to me already. So if MSPH keeps going for another 19 years, when I'm in my 60s, it is going to be a very tough podcast to listen to. Welcome to Mad Sandwich I don't know, fucking whatever.
Yeah, mad sandwich platter.
Yeah. Like, we're driving around, like, once they saw on the GPS we were within, you know, a half mile of the Airbnb, they're looking at everything that's around and like, oh, we could walk here. And they're like, they have to get, it's typical parent shit, they have to get everything wrong. Like, oh, look, there's a Trader Joe. Okay, sure. We'll go with that.
Just close enough. You got to overlook some things. Pick your battles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, at this point, it's too exhausting. Even if I wanted to be, you know, that, well, actually, it's Trader Joe's. The Joe.
You want to shutty your mom?
No, there's too much to shutty. Like, even shutty is probably, like, I'm going to look over 20 minutes into a conversation. There's going to be fucking smoke coming out of his ears. I can't fucking take it. I've lost track of all the things I have to shutty.
Stop.
Just do like a share note with me, Kevin, and his mom, and then have her look at it after at the end of her trip.
Yeah, next week we'll play a game. Who said this stupid shit? Kevin's mom, Kevin's stepdad, or Nana?
Just put it on a Google Doc. Give us all the share link.
But yeah, I mean, so tomorrow, Shuddy Boy arrives. My aunt and my cousin on my dad's side of the family, they arrive. And then at midnight, my sister and my brother-in-law land.
What time are you picking your aunt and your cousin up, or are they?
I think they're just going to Uber. Because it's like three trips to LAX in one day is tough, and they're also coming at dinner time, and I think we have a reservation somewhere, so won't be able to get them.
What do you mean we have a reservation somewhere? Like, what kind of somewhere?
I don't know. My mom made it.
Well, maybe can you find out so I can make sure I have enough appropriate clothes for a place that requires reservations?
No, everywhere in LA, you just get a reservation. It's easier. It doesn't mean we need fancy clothes. Although, I did. Shuddy, Barton G, it's on.
Oh, I have a 100% special outfit for Barton G.
How many special outfits are you bringing? You're only here for like three nights, right? Are you checking a fucking bag?
No, I'm not checking a bag. So that's part of the reason I've had a frantic afternoon. This is
the travel.
Normally when I've come out there before, I've checked a bag. I've never come out there for longer than 4 days, I think, or maybe four nights is the most I've ever been out there. But I've always checked the bag. So this time I decided I wasn't going to. But I'm usually packed like a week in advance. I'm still not completely packed, and it's stressing me out. And now you threw this fucking wrinkle at me. So thanks. Thanks for that. I might, you know.
Shuddy, outside,
who knows what's going to happen when we're done recording.
Outside of Barton G and the premiere, I'm wearing death metal shirts and jeans.
Okay, because like, so, but got all my clothes, got them packed, and my carry-on bag wasn't full. And then that's when I started sending you guys pictures of sneakers, because I decided I had room for an extra pair of shoes, and I have not been able to decide which sneakers to bring.
What are you, fucking Cinderella? Why are you caring about shoes? You're a dude.
So I've been having it's been adding to my anxiety this afternoon, that I have room in my suitcase and don't know what to fill it with.
Well, don't worry, Shuddy. At worst case scenario, if you find yourself in the situation where you are lacking an article, there are plenty of malls and stuff very close by.
Not going to lie, that's exactly what my therapist said this afternoon. He was like, do they not have Target in California?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes, they do. He's like, well, then whatever you might forget to bring, you can probably get fairly easily.
Yeah. And I got us a whole bunch of edibles. I have some top shelf marijuana waiting for you.
I'm glad that the stipulations of my rider have been met already.
It was funny. So last night after we got back from, It was Saturday night. What the fuck day is it? Where am I?
Today is Monday. Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo.
Ah, that's Sunday. Right. Yeah. Okay. So let me look in my Letterboxd Okay, so we were trying to find a movie to watch. Because, you know, it was like 10 o'clock at night or something. And I suggested Adventureland. Because I was like, it's mellow. There's nothing too crazy in it. There's some dirty jokes, but it's a nice mellow, just slice of life movie. Felt like it would go over well. And it did. Carl and my grandma had never seen it before, and it did well. But, you know, we're sitting on my couch, and, you know, our normal couch activities, if we're starting a movie, it's like, all right, let's get stoned. So Carl's just like, hey, let's fill up a bag. So I flip on the volcano, and we're just sitting there on the couch next to my Nana, ripping the volcano. And then the next day she was like, what was in that bag? Was that weed? I'm like, yeah. She's like, oh, what an interesting device.
Fucking Nana.
Yeah.
She is a fucking G.
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you get to say, like, yeah, you know, I was just sitting on the couch smoking a volcano next to my 85-year-old grandma watching Adventureland?
And, you know, I'll admit that is not, it hasn't caused me a lot of stress, but I am, Mr. J and your mom have really seen drunk me.
Yeah.
They haven't seen just flat out, just barely can see my eyeballs me.
I don't think stoned people get much of a reaction out of them. Because if you're super stoned, you're just going to kind of sit there and be quiet. Like if you're wasted, you might get rambunctious. And
which we do know. I can get rambunctious when I'm wasted.
Yeah. And the theater serves booze, so.
Should even get drunk and walk home from the theater. Not to your home.
Wait, that's the take you used of me? Ah, fuck this.
Have you discussed, are we still trying to kick each other in the balls on Wednesday night?
I mean, we could. We can see what the vibe is.
I don't know
why
we wouldn't. Wait, you guys, right?
No, remember we were going to try and do it a three-way?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Triforce.
Remember Kevin and I I tried to leave you an out, and you're like, no, I want to be a part of it. How do we all kick each other in the balls? That was how that went.
Yeah. Yeah, we're trying to figure out the geometry.
You felt very left out. Yeah, you felt for some reason. You felt left out. You wanted to be a part of it. So.
Guys, I want to get kicked in the nuts, too.
I'm almost just worried that, like, if Shuddy is kicking me in the nuts, he's going to be ruthless.
Oh.
And your kick might rip my suit in the grundle area. I'm getting my nice suit out of retirement.
The Hugo Boss?
Yeah. Maybe I can take it off.
Tom Ford.
I'll just go in my underwear. Pfft. No fucking Tom Ford. Tom Ford.
We'll all drop trout and just kick each other in the nuts.
Yeah.
So we don't rip our suits.
This theater is
hard to drop. Yeah.
Like, who did we just rent this fucking theater out to? Who are these fucking idiots?
Where is, am I part of the restaurant reservation?
No, but if you'd like to, we can figure something out. Well, cause I didn't know what your work schedule was going to be like. And, you know, I have to be at the theater at 6:30 for when it opens. So we found a reservation. We found a place that's like two blocks away, but we had to make a reservation for 5 PM. And I just figured
on
that
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if that's going to be too early.
I mean, I'm probably coming up with my crew too. So yeah, that would be a little bit of a pain in the ass. I thought you had a reservation Tuesday too, or do you have
reservations
Tuesday and Wednesday?
It's going to kind of just be a reservation every night, but any time, if you want to come to the area on any of these days and hang, like we can easily tweak stuff.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I'm not just coming
out there to see his fucking pale, pasty ass, Jeff.
Right. I feel like I should definitely hang tomorrow night. So if he can fit me into the reservation and tell me a dress code.
Yeah, I mean,
Tom Ford's.
It's a little bit more important for the guy who has to leave in less than 12 hours to have the dress code.
It's true.
Yeah. But Yeah,
it's, or I'm going to end up having to wear the same thing twice, like some fucking peasant.
Whatever, man. There's not going to be paparazzi following us around. You'll get away with it.
Kevin, you are debuting your movie. Who knows what kind of press this is going to get?
Yeah.
I think Kevin's kind of aware of how much press it's going to get, though.
I'm going to narc.
Be on the front page of Variety Thursday morning.
I'm going to narc myself out to TMZ. Be like, hey, there's a movie premiere happening in Glendale. This megastar director, Kevin Kraft. Not sure if you guys have heard of him, but it's going to be a star-studded event. Shuddy Boy's going to be there.
I can write how the debut film from Kevin Kraft, The Second Coming of John Cooper, just shreds wokeness. And I can put that in Outkick.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, does Jeff get an exclusive review?
I guess so. Yeah, right?
A media pass, yeah. Huh?
The Outkick. So this is what I'm coming out for, your movie to be covered by Outkick.
Oh. R-rated comedies are back, y'all.
Kevin Kraft won't back down from the woke mob or cancel culture.
Well, it's weird. It is like I thought I was going to be a little nervous going into this, but it's already starting to hit me. Like now that, you know, three family members are here and tomorrow is a huge day of people arriving, it is starting to be like, ooh, all right, here we go. It's like, you know, when you step out on the high dive and you look down, you're like, oh, shit. Why did I climb up that ladder?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you got to be so busy with all these moving pieces that it still got to sink in a little bit. At least that's what I'd figure. Because you've been kind of going full speed here since Hannah arrived, right?
Yeah, and, you know, running around has been hectic. And, you know, there's still movie stuff slipping in here and there. You know, now that the movie's done, we're still working on, you know, the poster, which I sent you guys the rough versions of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not finished yet, but it's getting better and it's fucking cool. It's really fucking cool. Like to the point where I think I'm going to print a shitload of them out and set up like an Etsy store and like, you know, if you want to buy signed John Cooper posters and I'll ship them out and stuff. Cause it's like, you know, with having so little money to make this movie. And then, you know, a lot of that, the budget, like a huge, huge chunk of it just goes to shit you'll never see. Like the SAG fees, SAG after fees, the insurance policy on the movie and renting trailers for a production office and for talent, like all that stuff is like massive. And then you have this little bit left for the actual film and what you actually see on camera. And then I was like, you know what, it's there are some stuff there when I see it and it's finished, it's like, yep, that's a true sign of not having a ton of money in the budget. And when I saw the email come in of the first draft of the poster, I sort of just like took a minute and like took a few deep breaths and I was just like, just remember, it's your first movie, you don't have a lot to work with here. Don't get too bummed out when you see it. And I open it and I was like, what the fuck? This is sick. This looks like a real movie poster.
We all do know that the information on the bottom of the poster is not for the movie, right?
Oh yeah. The billing block. Yeah. That's
yeah.
I actually looked it up. That's from an actual movie. They
I figured it it took me way too long. Like I'm scanning it. I'm like, where the fuck is Kevin's name? And then, whose name was it? I'm like, he's not in this movie, or Kevin would have said something.
Yeah, I think Edward James Olmos is in the cast.
That's the one. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is Edward James Olmos' name doing on this poster? Like, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's just
I
a
knew it was a mock-up or, yeah, because it said spring 2021.
Yeah. Yeah,
so it took me way too long to make that for that to register in my head.
I haven't seen it because they did send over the actual billing block. So I haven't seen it with that put on it yet, but it's close. It's getting ready. It's a bummer that it won't be ready for the premiere. I was kind of hoping that I could get some printed out and like maybe have them put them in some of the light boxes and have the cast sign it and maybe, you know, use those as a giveaway or something. But the posters will not be ready before the premiere, which is a bummer. But at least they're going to look fucking sick.
Which of the two are you leaning towards?
Oh, the one with the Hollywood Hills in it. It's already that decision's already been made. They've just been going forward with that one. But they are doing these character. They gave us one as an example, and they haven't replied back to me because I was like, "This is amazing. How much more money is this going to cost to get these character sheets made to just sort of help promote it on social media?" And they haven't gotten back to me, which kind of makes me nervous. But I just sent you guys the one for they use Dustin as the example. Like, would you want these for the main cast? And I was like,
I like that.
This fucking rules. Yes, I would like that. But
can't wait to see Cheeches.
Yeah, all the PAs get one too.
Yeah. I get me should I get one for our voices.
Has Cheech been talking about like what he's gonna wear?
No. I guess I gotta think about what I'm gonna wear too. I didn't even like plan for it that much.
You're just gonna wear basketball shorts and a V-neck?
Yeah, it's wearing my Jordans and stuff, you know, just
I got my fucking my deepest V-neck is at the dry cleaners right now.
No, you're no.
Gonna show Matt.
With all due respect, your movie premiere is not worth my best V-neck.
Yeah,
I'm just kidding. I'll have to figure it out. I don't know.
I know it's not a special dinner at Wingstop, but
hey, how did you know I was eating Wingstop tonight, you motherfucker? And texting my brother.
I'm in tune with the Jeff Clark algorithm.
Whoa.
Oh, it is Knicks basketball night, so you can almost guarantee I'm eating fucking Wingstop.
But I did go see Fall Guy over the weekend.
And?
I thought it was fucking awesome. I mean, Ryan Gosling he's the man. Like I think it might have been Drive that won me over, where I was just like, all right, this guy's not just some lucky handsome motherfucker. This guy's very entertaining.
You weren't on the Ryan Gosling team back from the Young Hercules days.
I don't even know what that is, Shuddy.
He was in a show on. Well, it was called the WB, I guess, at that point, called Young Hercules, where
no
he was
way.
Literally Young Hercules.
Ryan Gosling was in a CW show or WB show?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, the Nice Guys, that movie fucking rules. I love The Nice Guys. Blade Runner 2049, all about it. I mean, he was awesome as Ken and Barbie. Yo. Oh! That! Oh my god. Wow. Man, they're not kidding. He looks like a 12-year-old Hercules. That is a very young Hercules. Wow.
Yeah, what was it? It was on Fox. My mistake. Fox. Back in the... It was like an afternoon show.
Yikes.
50 episodes.
In the 90s.
Man.
Holy crap.
Yeah, around the time that Hercules and Xena were on.
I'm going back through his Wikipedia or his IMDb to see where I started to like Ryan Gosling. And I just saw there, I guess the Boys season 4 trailer is out. So it's pretty sweet.
It's fucking brutal, the trailer.
I haven't watched it yet.
Is it really?
Yeah, Draven and I watched it last night.
I guess it was The Notebook. When did I fucking first see that movie?
I've still never seen
it. I have never seen The Notebook.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't either.
James Marsden
Maybe
really
Jeff's
gets
more woke
actually, never mind.
than he lets on and has been for
Yeah.
quite some time.
Until Fox News that my fucking yearly review is coming up.
It's like, all right, your articles have been great. Your betting average is on point, but I heard you saw The Notebook. We have to talk about this. Has HR been in touch?
Yeah, they would not be happy about that. No, I fuck with Ryan Gosling though, but you like the Fall Out guy? It looks stupid, but
Nah,
it's
it was
not.
good.
My brother kind of liked it. He gave it a 3.5.
It was so like it's directed by a stuntman, David Leitch. So it's pretty much just is like a love letter to stunts and stunt performers.
Oh.
And the whole time I was watching it, I'm like, man, these stunts are sick. I bet you they're gonna do like some sort of Jackie Chan thing in the end credits and like show how the sausage is made and show like all these stunts being performed. And they did, and it was fucking cool. It was really sick. I feel bad for everybody in the credit crawl because I don't think anybody glanced away from all the chaos and mayhem to like look over and look at the names. But it was sick. Like and I'm also a big fan of Emily Blunt. I like her a lot. Like I just rewatched Edge of Tomorrow. That movie fucks. God damn everybody for not going to see that
Is
movie.
that Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
I don't remember it. I don't know if I even went to the theater to see it. I think I tried to watch it streaming one night when I was high and
I've never
couldn't
seen
get
it.
through it.
Oh, it's sick. It is awesome. Man, and both of you guys talk about how much you like Tom Cruise and you haven't seen one of his coolest modern action movies. I smell some
Yeah.
MSPH homework.
I can get an Edge of Tomorrow. Where is it streaming again?
I have no idea. I have it on Blu-ray. But I don't know.
All
I
right.
even and I confess to this, it was a plane watch, but I actually really liked the Mary Poppins sequel that Emily Blunt was in. I thought it was good. Solid kids movie, and then Quiet Place kicks ass. Emily Blunt's got a solid track record and
Quiet Place fucking rules. I
yeah.
like that.
So, I mean, Fall Guy was sick. It had like really good action. It had funny jokes. I don't know, it had good cast. It's got like the you guys like that soccer show, right? The one with Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, Ted
The first
Lasso. I
season's all
do
right,
very
but
much.
are you current on it?
I have a couple of episodes in the final season to finish, but I think the
Is
first
it?
two seasons are really good.
And that
It's
Hannah
over after three
Waddingham, right?
seasons.
She's in
Yeah.
that?
Yes.
She's in The Fall Guy. Aaron Johnson Taylor, Kick-Ass. He's
Aaron
in it.
Taylor Johnson.
Yeah. He plays the guy that Ryan Gosling is the stunt double for.
I can't believe he looks so different than he did as Kick-Ass. Like the transformation of Aaron Taylor Johnson is insane.
Well, yeah, I think ever since he got jacked to play Quicksilver in Age of Ultron, he's just been fucking jacked to high heaven.
He's still married to that old woman?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, because
Who?
he married some woman that's like, I don't know, 20 or something years older than him. And it just, I feel like that news came out and people are like, whoa, you never see that. And then it just keeps coming up. You just keep seeing headlines about it. It's like, yeah, we all knew that. He's fucking married to that lady.
So she's
Yeah, that's love.
57 and he's 33.
Yeah.
It's love, baby.
it was a hit.
And she's a
Carl really
director.
liked it, and Nana really liked it. I had to fucking listen to about how handsome Ryan Gosling is the whole car ride home.
Yeah, you didn't notice. She's probably got a small dick.
He is rumored to be the next to have been offered the new James Bond role.
Gosling?
No, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Is he? Is he English?
I think he is.
He is.
Oh, shit.
He sure is.
I like the idea of them doing Idris Elba. Or,
I like that idea, too. I was all in on that.
can't say the same for my employer. They had an article in the draft that was just ready to go, ready to hit publish. I'm just kidding. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to them.
No, but it's probably accurate.
That might have been the meeting with the editors, not the editors and the writers.
Ah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm only on stage one of Outkick.
I will say
Jeff
that
Jeff has the lowest security clearance you can have.
Yeah.
Fall Guy was sick, though. I mean, I'll suck 4.25 Fall Guy dicks.
Damn, that is a good number.
Yeah, I mean, it had solid action. It was funny. Everybody, like, help. Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt are super charming in it. It's, I don't know, just very, very enjoyable. It was silly. The movie that they're filming is kind of making fun of Dune a little bit. You got a nice surprise cameo at the end. It was enjoyable. And it's also like, I'm 99% sure it's not based on anything. So it's like, there's finally a big movie coming out that's not a sequel. It's not a reboot. It's not a prequel. It's not based on a comic. It's just a new thing. A fucking new thing came out. It's what everybody's been wanting.
Well.
Huh?
Apparently, according to Letterboxd, Ryan Gosling is very charismatic in this movie.
He sure is.
Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no...
One I can see it. I can see
Ryan Gosling's riz could power an entire country.
He does have mad riz. He does. I'll give him that.
What about his giz?
Ryan Gosling's charisma is more powerful than God himself.
Oh my goodness.
That's strong. Wow. I mean, God's brand's pretty tight. I wouldn't go that far with Gosling.
But then here's a half star that says the only thing worse than this train wreck was the score behind it.
Well, I guess that all depends on how much you like Kiss.
It was a lot of Kiss in the soundtrack.
Yeah, it was all the disco-y sounding one, like the "I Was Made for Loving You." They play that like 16 times throughout the movie.
Well, we know how much I love when that happens in a fucking movie.
It's like part of the joke or whatever.
Kiss songs?
No, just the same song over and over and over and over. I mean, I guess. We only really have The Dead Don't Die to go on, and that movie was just shit all the way around.
Yeah, that movie angers up Shuddy's fists.
It's that movie that keeps me from watching Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai.
how can anything keep you from Ghost Dog, Way of the Samurai?
Because it's Jim Jarmusch and Shuddy.
Because it's the same director. The only thing that's making me is that it's a samurai movie and RZA did the score for it.
Well, I think Jim Jarmusch might be homies with a lot of people in Wu-Tang.
He is.
Because Method Man has been in Jim Jarmusch movies. RZA.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's even remotely making me consider going back to the Jim Jarmusch well.
I mean, Ghost Dog is pretty cool. I enjoy that movie. I actually like Patterson too, but that's a movie that Jeff would just be like, "Oh, you fucking pussies!" Oh, because it's a very, very mellow movie where you just see a guy going about his day and then his wife going about her day. And I know.
Exciting. Sounds awesome.
Oh yeah.
There's no NFL in it. I don't think there's any. I don't think Jeff's E. Tit.
But just I think people going through their days.
I think Method Man's in it. Let me see.
Well, that's cool. Wrong.
Yeah, he is, and he plays himself. He plays Method Man.
Well, I could watch Method Man go through his day.
Yeah. Man, that would be cool if Jim Jarmusch did like a Wu-Tang movie.
Wu-Tang for the children, baby.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys end up seeing anything?
No.
No, I started to bring this up on... I was watching sports the whole weekend. I watched the Canelo fight on Saturday. That was pretty sick. My brother had a sick setup because his lady's from is Mexican, and her family are from the same area in Mexico as Canelo Alvarez. So they ordered the fight and had like a little fight party. I didn't get invited to, but it sounded fucking dope. I did that, and I brought this up in the Easter egg, but you said to save it. I watched the roast of Tom Brady, which is a Netflix live roast, last like fucking 3 hours.
Holy shit.
It was surprisingly really good. I wrote like a preview piece on it on Outkick, kind of like the point of it was like joking, like how the fuck you roast Tom Brady? Like, what could you possibly roast Tom Brady about?
Well, he fucking Frenches his son, doesn't he?
Well,
he Frenches his kids.
But he did on Tom versus Time, which is like the Facebook documentary series about him and his final year in the Patriots, I think. But he also said, I think that was like, so I guess for these roasts, the person who's getting roasted could have a couple things they want, like that are off limits. Yeah. And his was his kids. He didn't want his kids, supposedly. And no jokes are made about his kids, but they went after him about, you know, Giselle, the divorce, and some of his football controversies, which Shuddy would know and would go completely over your head, Kevin, but him deflating balls, Spygate, stuff like that.
I remember those things.
What, do you?
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, it was fucking inescapable when that was in the news.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, yeah. Tom Brady is a big enough celebrity. I believe you. I figured maybe he wouldn't have retained that information. So they ripped on him about that. But I mean, it's like every other roast, right? It's most of the jokes are directed at the other people on the stage, on the dais, fellow comedians. And it was really well done. Nikki Glaser?
Yeah.
And Nikki Glaser, she fucking killed it. I thought she maybe had the best set of the night.
I did see most of her jokes. She was really fucking good.
Yeah, she's awesome.
She was great. I don't know this guy until last night. Tony Hinchcliffe. Does that name mean anything to you? Kill Tony?
Yep.
I'm not familiar with the podcast, him at all. He was fucking awesome. Andrew Schultz did all right. Will Ferrell, he did his roast as Ron Burgundy, and it kind of sucked. That was weird. Kevin Hart was the host. Kevin Hart kind of struggled as the host, which I found surprising, and I actually really like Kevin Hart. But it was like Netflix's only live event, and roasts are usually edited. This could have used some editing, because, again, it went for like fucking 3 hours.
That's a lot. Even if it's funny, 3 hours of just that roast format, it like a pattern starts to emerge and you're like, all right. And then you kind of like start predicting the jokes. You're like, all right, yeah, I think an ideal roast time would be somewhere between like 90 minutes, an hour to 90 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I took little mama for a walk midway through. So I missed some of it. I missed Ben Affleck, who supposedly sucked. I missed, I think Peyton Manning went up there, and I don't know what he did, but, and I missed the first part of like Tom Brady's, like rebuttal. Final like set or whatever. Yeah, his rebuttal.
I saw some clip. I didn't watch it, but somebody posted a video of Kim Kardashian and said that the crowd was booing her.
Yes, yeah. That's I saw that too.
I didn't hit play, but I'm just taking it at face value.
Yeah, they kind of booed her. She did pretty good though. She roasted Tom. It was good. Tom got her good in his rebuttal. He said she was really brave for being there, not for going up on stage, but just leaving her kids with their dad. I was like, oh shit. And supposedly he told a 9/11 joke. That was pretty good too, but I was walking little mama when that happened. But overall, like, I was surprised like how awesome it was and how well done it was. It was actually pretty funny. Again, could have used the editing, but that was cool.
I miss those back in the, you know, the TV days before everybody cut the cord, when Comedy Central would throw those out, I think it started to tank for me when it was like people, because they always say like, yeah, we're going to tear you to fucking pieces, but you roast the ones you love and blah, 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 blah. It's an honor. And it's like, well, why is Bieber getting this treatment? Like, I was like, I don't really care to see that. I don't think I watched the Bieber one. And that was around the time when just the subjects they were picking, I was just like, nah, I don't really care about that person.
I think it peaked with Charlie Sheen. Charlie Sheen's was just awesome.
Yeah.
When I was writing like the little preview, I just mentioned how it's a bummer Greg Giraldo won't be there because, you know, he's dead. And how I thought he was like the roast goat. He said one of the funniest things ever when he said Gilbert Godfrey looked like he smelled like pee. Like, one of the funniest things I've ever heard anyone say.
When I was working for the Stern Show, that was when they started doing roasts. And yeah. I was there for the Artie Lang roast. And they did it at night, I think. So it was like outside of
this. Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. It was outside of normal time. So I think I might have even still been an intern because I was just like, I want to be here for it. Like, I'll if you guys need an extra set of hands while you're live with that, fucking tap me in. And they did. And Greg Giraldo was a roaster. And he had a joke that will just forever live in my head because he was like, Artie, you just admitted that you're a heroin addict, and I just don't see how that can be. Like, how did you physically become addicted to heroin? Because you don't have the lung capacity to snort anything, and there's no way you could find a decent vein in that whale carcass you call a body to shoot it up. So what did you do, just dump it out in a bed and roll around in it? I was like, oh my fucking God.
He was so good. Yeah, so that was actually, it was actually like a fun piece to write because I went back and like watched some old roast stuff. Dude, Jeffrey Ross did a roast of, I guess it was Emmitt Smith. And it was like Emmitt Smith, all the Cowboys up there, and Shaq. And it was fucking lethal. For 8 minutes he went in the old days, you know. It was good. And like he said some aggressive shit towards Shaq, and Shaq was just dying up there laughing his ass off.
Yeah, he's fucking sharp with that stuff. It's funny how that just becomes certain people's specialty. They're just so good at being mean.
Yeah, well, David Tell did the whole, he brought up the other comedians for during his set, Jason Ellis included, and and they did their own like little version of a roast battle. And I know David Tell is pretty good at that. But yeah, Jeff Ross is like, he was the roast master, which is a little weird because Kevin Hart's the host and Jeff Ross is the roast master. So it was kind of like too many chefs in the kitchen in that standpoint or from that perspective. But I thought it was really good, the roast of Tom Brady. And I had very, very low expectations for it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to check that out.
Yeah, there was no sports on last night, which is pretty random. So I was like, fuck it, let me throw this on. I was impressed.
Yeah, when I went to lunch this week, Baba Booey was there. So I got to catch up with him a little bit. And he was out here for the roast.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
it's part of the Netflix comedy festival, right? Is it Netflix is a joke or something like that?
Yeah. Like tomorrow is Seth Rogen's thing at the Hollywood Bowl, and they're just calling it like Seth Rogen smokes the bowl. And I think he's got like a whole lineup of people he's going to do that are going to do stand up, and I don't know what else they have planned, but literally like every venue in Los Angeles right now is doing something related to Netflix is a joke. Like, yeah. I saw Dustin's on like a couple of lineups too.
Yeah, he went on Corolla this past week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, one of my fellow writers at Outkick is, this is not surprising to you, but a huge Corolla fan. I was like, oh shit, my buddy's gonna be on that.
Yeah, but I actually if the premiere wasn't this week, I might have tried to check out one or two of those shows. Because there's a lot of heavy hitters, and it's fucking everywhere. It's like this whole week. But like, Nikki Glaser was on Howard this morning, I think. So I think Gary was here sort of to watch the roast, talk to her about it, and then, you know, be there. Because I think she did it from L.A. So they connected like the L.A. studio and the New York studios, and he was sort of there overseeing like it and
touch
stuff.
Point.
Yeah. I tried to get him to come to the premiere.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you ask him?
I did, because he flies out. He flies out today, so he wasn't going to be here for it. But I did let a little spoiler slip, and I was like, there is a Baba Booey in the movie.
Nice.
And right as I told him that, the waiter came and like interrupted us, so I couldn't get a beat on whether he liked that or not.
So you just kind of defaulted. He doesn't care.
I think so. I mean, I love Gary to death. I love Gary. Like before I worked for the show, I always loved Gary on the show. I always felt bad for him when he would get ripped apart too bad by Howard. And you know, he was always super cool to me when I worked there. So I'm hoping he's just flattered that there's a Baba Booey mention in another movie. There's another movie to add to the list of Baba Booey mentions.
Yeah. I wonder how much money he has. That's what I wonder.
I don't know.
He can afford a Tom Ford.
Want me to ask him?
Yeah, for sure. Dude, interview Mike Howard was in the old days. So yeah. How much money do you have and how big is your dick? What if he had, did you see the Howard Stern Joe Biden interview? Did he ask Joe Biden another one of those things?
I think he asked him if he shaves his grundle, but I didn't. I don't have Sirius anymore, so I just see what gets posted on social media. But I think it is, it might even be up on YouTube now. I think they put the entire interview up on YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably like one of those things that they would just somehow break out into its own YouTube video or whatever.
Yeah.
Post.
I'm pretty sure they did. Yeah.
I was on TV last week.
What?
Yeah.
How is this the first we're hearing about this?
Well, I got asked like midway through last week, and it was on a Fox Weather. It was on a Fox Weather show, and it was just talking about the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, I thought they had you sub in as the meteorologist. Like, oh, there's going to be like some fucking clouds over here. I don't know. They could be farts. Fart clouds are coming, and then I might get some tornadoes of giznadoes.
Last year, they brought me on for all three of the Triple Crown horse races. I think it was either raining at the Preakness or the Kentucky Derby. So they wanted to ask me about that, how the rain would affect the horses and what would be my pick if it rained. And then the third one, and we talked about this, the third one was from the Belmont Stakes. But if you guys remember last year, there was wildfires in New York and there was concern if that would affect the Belmont Stakes or how that would affect the horses. And I pretty much just told them, I don't know. I was like, yeah, I was like, I'm from Saratoga, New York. The racetrack is right in my backyard. My grandmother went every week. There's no fucking precedent for wildfires. Like, there's just not a thing. Not in New York, right? So I was like, I don't know. That if the safety officials deem it okay, then they're gonna run. That's that.
Yeah. This is a good track for Seabiscuit. He performed well at a track in Hawaii during a volcano eruption.
Yeah, the Santa Anita wildfires, he ran through them and just fucking won. No, but they had me on to talk about the Kentucky Derby, and it was supposed to rain or could have possibly rained. So what's actually kind of crazy, because I talked about the winning horse, and I told them my best bet was the horse that lost by one of the two horses that lost by a nose. So that's kind of cool. I was like, if it rains, this horse, Mystic Dan, is probably the best horse in the field. It's got the most value, ran the fastest on a wet track. The track was a little bit of wet. A little wet, but it rained all of Friday and kind of cleared out by Saturday. So I didn't end up even betting the pick that I gave out. I bet the other one that lost by a fucking nose. But it was cool to give out
this horse. I've seen him pop a boner before. He's got a big fat dick. My money's on that guy. what was his name again? Boner Dan?
Dude, I have some thing with Japanese athletes. It was the Japanese horse. My favorite golfer is a Japanese guy, Hideki Matsuyama, and I'm going to bet him this week. And I bet the Japanese horse Forever Young. Yeah, lost by a fucking nose.
How many fucking golf tournaments are there?
Too fucking many.
There's one every week, essentially.
Man, and it's like a tour. They hop around. It's not like the same course every week, right?
No, it's different courses every week.
It's like Happy Gilmore.
Yep.
And they get the
sure. Exactly like Happy Gilmore.
Backseat of their car is full of a bunch of giant checks.
Yeah, I mean, for the guys that aren't top tier golfers, it's probably a stressful lifestyle because they got to hook up like their own travel accommodations, and yeah, like it's a nice lifestyle. They're staying at different resorts, but on our recent golfers talked about it, it's tough on the family because you're just like bouncing on your wife and kids for the weekend. It's like, all right, you got this. See ya. I'm gonna go golf. And
I get the feeling there are a few people afterwards, like Tiger Woods, that didn't bum them out too much. Getting away from the wife.
No, Tiger's cool with it, but most of the guys seem somewhat normal and like they love their family. Tiger didn't give a fuck. No,
I mean, I imagine if you're on one of those golf tours, your family's probably got a pretty good life. So if dad has to bounce to go play golf for a little bit, probably not the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, well, some of them, but it's like the PGA Tour is like an eat what you kill sport. So like if you miss the cut, you make no money. You know, it's not like the NFL or the NBA or team sports where you have like a guaranteed salary, base salary.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, guys that you've heard of, like you've heard of Rory McIlroy, right? You know that name?
That sounds familiar. I don't think I would know his face, but that name sounds familiar.
Yeah, like Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson. These guys are so fucking successful. Like, they don't even really care not winning money on an event because they have so much endorsement money coming through.
What about Jack Nicklaus? Is he still playing?
No, he's way old and he's still alive, but he's a billionaire. Like he's like Arnold Palmer in the sense that he redesigns golf courses and has like mad sponsorship deals. So yeah, he's a billionaire.
Yeah.
I think there's three golfing billionaires. It's Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer and Tiger Woods, and Rory's getting there.
Man, we're playing golf.
Jack Nicklaus is not a billionaire.
He's not.
Fuck. His net worth as of December, $400 million. So he's actually closer to not being a billionaire than he is closer to being a billionaire.
I stand corrected.
What a broke ass.
Is Arnold Palmer a billionaire?
Is he dead?
Yeah. He died somewhat recently.
His estate was valued at $875 million. So he was almost a billionaire.
All right. Well, just disregard all that billionaire talk.
And it turns out Tiger Woods is broke.
Well, I think he did eat a $250 million loss on that divorce.
That probably hurt.
Yeah. So, but yeah, dude, I'll be gambling on golf again this week, of course. Betting the ponies, betting the fights, just fucking juking and jiving, gambling. Oh, dude.
It's a good time to be a degenerate.
Yeah, great time. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs.
Is Ty Domi winning?
No, Ty Domi. His team actually just got bounced out. Well, not his team. The team that he played for just got bounced out. Toronto Maple Leafs. Me and my brothers are talking about going to New York if the Knicks and the Rangers win their championships.
Why?
Go on their flight to championship parades. I mean, they're going to end around the same exact time, and the Rangers have a very legitimate chance of winning the Stanley Cup. The New York Knicks, not so much, even though they're in the final eight teams.
I feel like parades.
We're talking about that.
Parades are like the lowest form of entertainment. Like if you tier things, parades have to be at the bottom.
Yeah, I'm not a parade guy, but
not a championship parade, though. Not a championship parade.
Why do they have cooler? Yeah. They have cooler
floats.
Yeah,
you went to an Eagle one.
It was worth every second of freezing my dick off to watch the Eagles drive by for 5 minutes.
Well, you're boozing throughout the whole thing, right?
Did not drink a drop of alcohol. We did not plan for that. It was just standing there freezing, drinking water, waiting for them to come. And I would do it again in a heartbeat.
That sounds horrible.
Hmm.
Like a parade, I feel like parades were fine before radio and TV was invented. But like, I don't know, like that old timey thing where you push a hoop with a stick. They're at like the bottom tier of the entertainment pyramid. But right, yeah, I'll just die alone.
I don't like going to parades very often, but this would be a good excuse to get out to New York and, you know, at least it'll be nice out theoretically when they have the parade. It'll be end of June, early July, if both teams are the one the title and they get to party in New York. Let's visit the Fox News office out there. So it'd be cool. Just, you know, get some FaceTime with Hannity, smoke some cigs.
welcome, sir. Would you mind taking everything out of your pockets and walking through our woke detector, please?
Man, yeah, I got some Long Beach fucking radiation on me.
You set the machine off, sir. You're gonna have to step aside over here and let us wand you. Wait a second, it's going off.
You're not
gonna
be able to fly nonstop. You're gonna have to like take a 2-stop flight with all the stops being in the deep south to get the hint of Long Beach off of you.
No, for sure. I'll have to take a shower at the airport right when I land.
Sir, our additional wanding, it went off around your butt. Is there anything you would like to tell us? Do you have a woke butthole, sir?
I have one more topic to talk to you guys about. Because a Puminati hit me up on Instagram and asked for me to talk about it. I'm not sure if he'd subscribe to the Patreon and we want to push it back then. But have you, I know, Shuddy, you have. Kevin, have you followed this Kendrick Drake beef at all?
Kind of. I mean, I see the headlines like, someone put out a diss track. Whoa! Oh, now Kendrick put out a whoa!
It is fucking dizzying how quickly they are throwing out music. Now, granted, I have only listened and will only listen to one side of this fight. so I'm only getting half of it, but I am enthralled by it.
I mean, I have seen that this is causing Drake's stock to drop a bit, which I don't know. I'm not against that.
Kendrick,
I'm on record that I did not really enjoy To Pimp a Butterfly, but these tracks that Kendrick has put out, they are some of the most vicious things I've ever heard somebody say about another human being.
It's like the Tom Brady roast set to music.
Yeah, he's crushing him. Like he's kind of ruining his career.
Everything that he says, you can tell this is not like the older rap beefs where like they were just kind of for fun and for publicity. There's hate and venom.
I mean, that's where you get the good ones. That's like, you know, Ether and what was the one where Tupac was like, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Hit him up. Yeah. That one was extremely flagrant. Ether was more along the lines of what Shuddy was just saying, where it was kind of like a hip hop beef. But yeah, this one's a little more personal. Like, I don't know, like he's calling Drake a deadbeat dad.
I love when I see you in Sexy Red, I just see two bad bitches. I don't even think you really like women. That line, I just, that,
yeah.
that, That line in Euphoria just gets me fucking hype. I think it's just because it's not even thinly veiled. He is just straight up going at his sexuality and not like beating around the bush.
Well, he called him a pedophile too.
He called him a pedophile?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh wait, he did have a thing come out once where he was like supposedly sliding into DMs, right? Is that what
Millie Bobby Brown out by herself.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And from what Kendrick didn't say anything about anybody specific. And then Drake's song that he dropped last night was like, I didn't fuck Millie Bobby Brown.
Yikes.
Yikes. Yeah. That's what Black Twitter has been making fun of Drake about today. Cause he, I guess in the song, I haven't heard the most recent Drake response, but I guess in the song he mentioned how he's never been to Epstein Island or he never fucked Millie Bobby Brown. And all of Kendrick's fans, like, he didn't say that you did.
Yeah. That's a little awkward. So when they put these, I'm guessing they are just rushing the rebuttals out. So do these, and they're making money off this too, right? Like if they're putting these out on Spotify, I know you don't get a lot of money off of spins, but
they're on YouTube, really. Like, oh.
As of this Kendrick's morning, Euphoria, which has been out a week tomorrow, had 35 million listens.
Woo. Oh my goodness.
Euphoria is on Apple Music, but his other diss tracks aren't. They're on YouTube, or one of them was actually on Instagram.
Places.
The 616 in LA is not available anywhere, but the other three, Meet the Grams, Not Like Us, and Euphoria are all on Spotify.
Does anybody call him Wheelchair Jimmy?
I don't think that line is used specifically, or they don't make fun of him about that. But they make fun of Kendrick, make fun of him about, you know, his Nickelodeon or acting career for sure.
How many people are currently coming at Drake?
A lot of people now.
But
people are taking their shots on social media and stuff too. Because I guess the whole thing is like people don't. Some guy actually did a video. I'll send it to you guys. I think Shed would get more interest in it, but check it out whenever you want, Kevin. But some guy on Twitter like broke down the whole thing and why everyone in hip hop hates Drake, and they all put up with his shit over the years because he was really, really fucking successful and the music was good. Whether you agree with that or not, it's a different conversation. But people fuck with him because they like the music, but Drake consistently fucked over everyone. Like, started with The Weeknd, then Rick Ross. Like, he fucks over everyone. He's kind of a bitch boy, and they put up with it because the music is good. Now the music's sliding, and Kendrick is going at him, and now everyone's just like, "Now fuck Drake. Like, we're done with this fucking guy. We're done with this fucking guy." So like, the whole hip hop community is effectively turning on him, and
nice.
His career is in a little bit of trouble. I mean, again, like, his music's starting to slide, but like, he is still so successful. He's going to be around for a while still. But
I mean, let's be honest. The people that like Drake's music, it's mostly like little girls. So I don't feel like that, like a rap beef or somebody just completely demolishing him in a track is not going to make like little girls stop listening to him. And that seems to be his bread and butter.
A little bit. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. It's crazy because you're just watching this guy, like two titans in the industry, and one of them just fucking bitch smacking him, like the Incredible Hulk thing where he just picks him up and starts slamming him against the ground.
And part of it is like Drake is from what I gather, Drake is contradicting himself because after Kendrick released 616 in LA, which he claims he has a mole from Drake's crew feeding him information that's truthful. Drake's initial response was, whoever he's got giving him information is a clown. And then in his response track said that he planted the guy there. So he's giving two separate stories on the same incident.
Jeff,
that was, Sorry.
Well, no, you just look like you opened up an email that said you've been targeted for assassination.
No, a New York Knicks guy just hit a half-court shot at the end of the first half. That's all I was responding, or that's what I made a gesture to. It's kind of crazy. No, but that was actually confirmed, I think, because of the release of Kendrick's Not Like Us YouTube thing. So Drake put out a diss track Friday night, and Kendrick had one literally like a minute later. Like it hit the internet. Like I saw it happening in real time. Twitter was like, oh shit, Drake came out with a diss track. And then like, seriously, honestly, could have been like 5 minutes later, Kendrick dropped another one. So in my head, it's like someone from Drake's team is like, yo, he's got something lined up, like get your next shit ready to go. And they had it like ready to go as soon as Drake's dropped his drop.
I know when the one yesterday dropped, I just, for like an hour, I just kept fucking refreshing my Twitter feed, waiting, like what's, and nothing.
So Shetty's only heard one side. I will give Drake a little bit of credit. Like the tailor-made shit with Tupac and the AI, that was kind of whack. It's inventive, I'll give him that, but it was kind of whack. But like his song Push Ups was good, and then the song that he did Friday night, it was actually good. Like Drake is like, it's not just a full-on ass whooping. He's at least throwing punches back. Like it's like, all right, it's respectable, you're trying. But the most recent one where he kind of snitches on himself, said, "What? I didn't fuck Millie Bobby Brown." It's like, he's losing. And at this point, I don't know, Kwame actually said it best in our group chat. He's exhausted. Like he can't keep up.
Man.
Like he needs to like apologize, bend the knee, and ask for a ceasefire.
Yeah, like you can absolutely see why J. Cole posted his Kendrick diss and then immediately pulled it and apologized.
Yeah. Someone like pulled him aside. Like, you don't want to do this one.
Like, yeah, you don't want
to
piece of that.
Drake is about to get killed.
Yeah. You're punching above your weight class.
We got to keep this week short just because things are hectic, but wanted to make sure we convened here and gave you an episode this week with how crazy things are for the premiere. But I have also been getting ahead of things, and stuff has been posting on the Movie Night with Kevin Patreon. So if you're into creature features, if you like horror movies, I just did an episode on The Blob, the Blob remake from the 80s, which fucking rules. Love that movie since I was young. So that one's up there, and a whole bunch of other creature features are coming out this month. And then, of course, all the 80s action, and there's like some, there's an episode on Clerks. There's an episode on Back to the Future. There's a Die Hard episode, lots of shit. So if you want to hear me talk movies and learn weird, interesting, behind-the-scenes facts about these movies getting made, patreon.com/movienightwithkevin. Shuddy Boy, you look like you want to say something snarky.
No, it's not snarky. Well, I mean, it is snarky, but not directed at either of you. But, you know, apparently there's been another important hip-hop drop today. Macklemore just dropped a new song.
Huge.
Wow.
You know. Huge. So, I wonder if someone was like,
The Kendrick and Drake beef wasn't interesting enough. You can go listen to Macklemore's song about protesting for Palestine.
What the fuck? What an idiot. Imagine just sitting there being like, being a rapper and being like, you know what? Now's the perfect time.
Yeah.
Now.
The moon has rotated around the earth. It has made a complete rotation. Everybody's ready for Macklemore again. Hey guys, it's me.
Yeah, the biggest moment in hip hop since probably Nas versus Jay-Z, and Macklemore's like, well, hey, well, I got something too. No one gives a fuck about you right now, Macklemore.
Hey kids, you like politics?
I got some thoughts about Gaza.
We are also going to be doing our usual Patreon show this week. So patreon.com/madscientistpartyhour if you need more MSPH in your life. New episode of Queef or No Queef going up on Thursday. This fucking poop and fart train just keeps chugging along. There's no stopping it. So you can also follow us on Instagram. I'm at Kevin Kraft.
At Shuddy Boy.
Jeff Pro Records.
And at MSPH Podcast and at John Cooper Movie and Outkick Bets with Jeff Clark. As you can see, he's got a full plate, lots of shit to discuss, lots of bets to place, and you can hear all about it on Outkick. I almost said Outkick Jeff with Bets.
Close enough. If you put those words in the Google machine, it'll direct you to the right place. But yeah, check out Outkick Bets. I did a Monday and Tuesday NBA playoff preview. I'm going to my mom's next week. I'll have gear for MSPH. Not sure if I'm going to do an Outkick Bets podcast. I think I will for the PGA Championship, one of the four majors in golf next week. So check that out.
Word. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. But until next time, something. Yeah. Yep, definitely. It is definitely a week.
Do we talk more about what that tone suggests during the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing crazy. It's just...
You're on your Kevin Griswold shit?
Yeah.
Sparky, I know how you like to build things up.
You'll be whistling Symphony Doodah out of your assholes. I think you're all fucked in the head.
That's pretty much my Griswold experience so far.
I think you're all fucked in the head.
Happy Hanukkah and holy shit.
Oh, that's why.
Kiss my ass. Kiss his ass. Kiss your ass. My wife and I got you a gift, sir. I'll put it with the others, greaseball.
Tell me what it is! I think you're all fucked in the head.
The fuck happened to you, Shuddy?
Oh, just one of the lights fell over because I was fucking with it.
You weenus.
I'm going to go to Getty Images, see if these Met Gala photos are rolling in.
Was there another Met Gala? I feel like they do that every 3 months or some shit.
I think it's 1 year every year, but... That time of the year is today.
Oh. So everybody's dressed like a bunch of idiots?
Yeah, it appears so.
That is the Met Gala, like, for sure.
What the fuck?
Is there anyone normal? I don't even know who half these fucking people are.
If I ever go to the Met Gala, I'm going to go dressed as Jared Leto's penis.
Emily Ratajkowski, did I say that?
Yeah.
She's a minx. She's there. Looking minxy. Zendaya.
The only thing I know about her is she's very outspoken about how she hates being a meme.
She's a meme?
Emily Ratajkowski?
Yeah.
Hold on. That might... or some comedian... mimicked some of her photos or something. Hold on.
Oh, that might have been. Oh wait, no. I was about to say that might be. What's his face? Damn it! Spent too much time with my family, and now my brain doesn't work. Eric Andre, but Eric Andre was dating her.
Really?
I think so.
What a fucking land. Yeah, it's outkicking your coverage. What's his face? Had a go with her. Pete Davidson, right?
I mean, probably.
In an article as of September 13th, she said she will date anyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's put that to the test.
Normal guys.
Yeah.
I feel like Pete Davidson has probably slammed all three of our moms and we don't even know it.
She's definitely the type of girl that says she eats ice cream every night. I love ice cream. It's my favorite. I eat it all the time. And pizza? Okay.
Yeah, me too.
She tries and
why do we look so different?
Being normal.
Biatch!
She looks good at the Met Gala. Zendaya looks like a fucking creep.
A creep?
She looks weird, yeah. I wish that I could... Here, maybe I'll share my screen on some of these photos. At this one.
I think you're all fucking ahead.
Hold on. Are we recording the Easter egg right now?
I mean, audio-wise, we are.
Well, this is what I was talking about, and I need to...
Oh, so...
So this comedian was mimicking her, and she got bent out of shape about it.
That's kind of a strange thing to get bent out of shape over. Like, could you imagine if, like, Ryan Gosling got mad that I was mimicking his photos? Like, man,
yeah.
Your life is pretty fucking cool. I feel like it's very surprising to me that this made it on your radar.
Or if, like,
please hold.
We have that photo of Shuddy posing like, I think Rose from Titanic.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
if Kate Winslet got mad about that. Yeah.
Britney Spears gets all mad at me for dancing like her.
Yeah, she's got some issues right now, though. All right, hold on. You got to check out this the Zendaya thing. She is looking weird. See her right here?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she looks kind of like old-timey. You know, she almost looks like that.
Is that how they dress in the olden days?
No, I guess her makeup. Her makeup kind of looks like silent film era. Because I feel
Penelope
like...
Penelope Cruz. Sorry, go ahead.
Because I feel like they always did that. They had they did the black lipstick really heavy and tons of makeup around the eyes. And then that, you know, what was that? The, like lace veil type thing that she's got going on? That fishnet thing? I mean,
this
as far as like...
Penelope Cruz?
Didn't
looking
I think
good.
Jared Leto showed up one time holding his own head.
Like people, yeah.
Everybody gets so weird at the Met Gala when you were like, oh, Zendaya looks weird. Like, after seeing it now, it's like, oh. I mean, she kind of looks normal. She's not holding her own head.
I mean, yeah, fair enough, but...
Yeah,
I
think
like...
the whole thing with the Met Gala is to look as weird as possible.
Yeah, but like Penelope Cruz kind of has like a... Like a classical, like, yeah, her dress is long, but, like, you know, she looks, I guess, basically hot, if that makes sense. Emily Ratajkowski or whatever, like, yeah, I don't know, it doesn't get a great shot of her dress, but she's not doing anything that crazy here.
Yeah, just wearing a nice dress.
Is this who Kris Jenner is dating now? Or is that her name? Yeah, Kris Jenner. Cody Gamble.
What the fuck is that?
She really went another direction after Bruce, huh?
Yeah.
You think there will ever be a time where their stock will fall so far that she'll have to put out her own sex tape to revive the family's career?
I wouldn't put it past her.
All right, everybody, it's time to see Grandma get smashed.
Hugh Jackman, just looking wonderful. Fucking piece of shit.
Man, I can't fucking wait for that Deadpool movie, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, it's probably going to be kick-ass.
I definitely got a little fluttered seeing Logan in the theater and then being like, shit, just saw Hugh Jackman play Wolverine for the last time. And now that he's going to be in a Deadpool movie, it's just like, oh, fuck yeah. If any movie is going to pull Wolverine out of retirement, let it be a Deadpool movie.
Yeah, or really just any movie that would pay Hugh Jackman probably $20 million to do Wolverine. Who is this school shooter?
That's Sebastian Stan.
I don't really know. What's he known for?
The Marvel movies.
You know, but he was in I, Tonya.
Oh, yeah, he's been in a ton of shit, but I feel like his biggest stuff is probably Marvel movies.
Well, yeah.
Bucky Barnes.
But he was Jeff Galooly in I, Tonya.
Galooly?
Tom Ford.
Who's that?
This guy? Oh,
that is
Tom Ford?
That's the actual Tom Ford?
Yeah, I guess, huh. Yeah.
That guy's
that's
got
not what I expected
career.
Tom Ford to look like. I expected him to be like an older white dude.
Yeah, I was expecting that Karl Lagerfeld guy, just like a 900-year-old droopy face guy.
Yeah, me too.
He's
who
like
is this missile.
What's
close the picture and
Carl
Aurora
really,
James.
Carl really likes Tom Ford, and he's also directed movies. So he's like a fashion icon, and he also is like a noted filmmaker.
She's a Canadian activist.
You're a Canadian activist. Huh. Oh my God.
And fashion designer.
Jeremy Strong. That was Kendall. He looks different.
Yeah, Kendall.
Kendall Roy.
Looks like he belongs in a Wes Anderson movie.
Yeah. He looks
which
like
most of them
his
are
character
now
shows
on,
up to deliver cupcakes.
A lot of them are on Hulu now, by the way.
Well, that's exciting news for Jeff.
Life Aquatic, Darjeeling Limited.
Man, I fucking love Life Aquatic.
Dude, I wonder if I can. I don't think I can actually buy a Tom Ford like suit, right? Probably not. I wonder what the minimum Tom Ford suit is.
You might be able
let's
to.
See.
Like, there are designer brands that make suits that, you know, it's pricey, yeah, but you can get a suit for like $1,000.
Right, right. That's kind of what I was thinking, but.
I mean,
he
it's
might not,
like,
not be at that level yet. I don't know if he's selling at a Macy's or anything like that.
Ready to hold on. Let's. I'm
like I've got. I have a. I have a Hugo Boss suit. Back when I actually had income.
What is this guy? Rao Alejandro.
I think his name is Penis Flampington.
Well, no.
Yes.
Everything we just said or thought about the low end of a Tom Ford suit was incorrect.
Are they like $10,000?
No. In the middle. The least expensive is $48.90.
Yeah.
I could buy that. I wouldn't, and it would take it far too much out of my bank account that I want to talk about publicly. But I'd have to downsize some of my PGA championship bets, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. You might have to tear some of the copper wiring out of the walls.
All right, it's all just the same photos over and over again. You mentioned that you made that Kris Jenner joke. Kim Kardashian was part of the Tom Brady roast dais. And she was all right. Did either one of you happen to check out the Tom Brady roast?
Not yet, no.
I saw some of it on Twitter today, but I hadn't. No, I don't. I hate Tom Brady, and I don't want to watch anybody make fun of him in fun. Like, I want him to.
That's kind of why
in the business, not
that's
kind of
why I didn't watch
the joke.
The Bieber roast. I was like, nah. Actually,
I want to see him get roasted for real, not in a controlled environment.
Hope he dies of gonorrhea and rots in hell.
Yeah, basically.
All right, I'm glad everybody could come out today for the public execution of Justin Bieber.
I covered it for Outkick. I wrote a little preview. Just
should we talk about this in the main show? Because we got to do a shorter show today, and we're already 13 minutes into the Easter egg.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's.
Can I have record permission?
You may.
Sick.
From Los Angeles, California.
Nope,
we are the mad scientists.
I didn't start recording yet.
Recording in progress.
Sorry. A little pump fake there. From Los Angeles, California, where the mad scientists party are.